Off the Ball. GAA.
So we had respect for them, but I think we knew that because Kilkenny played at the brand of hurling they played, it suited us playing them too as well. Like, we kind of play a similar brand, direct style, you know, skillful players. So it was just a matter of could we front up physically and outwork
join
them.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look ahead to our live commentary game with Ireland kicking off their World Cup qualifying campaign against France in Tala. St. Pat's leave it late to beat Galway United in the League of Ireland last night, and Liverpool can move into the Premier League's top four tonight. But first to Ireland's bid to qualify for the 2027 World Cup in Brazil. Carlo Ward's side hosts France at Tala Stadium in their opening group game. The Ireland boss wants to keep it tight, and so tight that the pitch in Tala will be as small as possible in terms of regulations. Ireland beat France in Cork in July 2024. Ward, who replaced Eileen Gleeson a year ago, says they're going up against one of the best teams in the world.
France are deadly in transition. You know, they're aggressive, they're front-footed, they've got world-class talent in every single position. Their strength in depth is something that not many nations have. So, look, we know what we're up against. And let's be really clear, we're up against one of the very best in world football.
Ireland are guaranteed a playoff for next year's tournament in Brazil thanks to their Nations League playoff win over Belgium last year. Goalkeeper Courtney Brosnan missed those games, but the Everton number one will be back tonight along with Megan Connolly, who was also ruled out of those games against Belgium. Defender Hayley Nolan is out, so Tara O'Hanlon was called up as cover. Jasmine Mander's appointment as a coach with Ireland has caused some controversy. She served a one-year FIFA ban for her role in Canada's drone spying scandal at the Paris Olympics in 2024. Head coach Bev Priestman and analyst Joseph Lombardi were also banned after an independent report into the use of drones to spy on a New Zealand training session. Carla Ward says she believes in giving second chances.
Yeah, first and foremost, Jasmine is a top quality coach. She's exceptional, you know, in terms of her experience. She's been there, she's done it, she's won it all. But yeah, when the opportunity arose to bring her in, then we looked at what we needed. We looked at what can help us. And I keep saying to you, how do we get to a World Cup? We need the right people in the right places. And she fit that for sure. Of course, yeah. I think you know me as well, right? So you know I'm big on second chances. I'm big on getting the right people in the right experience in the right places. And can she add a lot of quality? Yes. Has she added a lot of quality this week? Absolutely.
Kickoff is 7:30 at Tala Stadium, and Stephen Doyle will be joined in the commentary box by Ireland's record goal scorer with the women's team, Olivia O'Toole. You can listen to all the build-up from 7 o'clock on Off the Ball and News Talk and the Go Loud app. Poland and the Netherlands are also in the group. They play each other in Gdansk from 5 o'clock. At the same time, European champions England face Ukraine in Turkey. Northern Ireland are away to Switzerland at 6. Scotland are in Luxembourg for a 6:30 kickoff, and Wales are also away from home. They face the Czech Republic at 5:30. Iran's women's team declined to sing their national anthem ahead of their opening match of the Asian Cup in Australia on Monday, their first fixture since the war in the Middle East began. Every member of the team stood silently facing straight ahead during the anthem prior to kickoff in their Group A match against South Korea, who went on to win 3-0 in Queensland. Keane Levy scored a late goal for St. Pat's, who were up to second place in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Stephen Kenny's side beat Galway United 1-0 at Richmond Park. Levy's goal came in the 90th minute. Max Mata, Aidan Keane and Chris Forrester all came off the bench in the second half. And speaking to their in-house media channel, Levy says it was a tough game for them.
Yeah, it's tough games like that. It's just going to take one chance sometimes. And it was a great pass by Jay and I'm absolutely wrecked. So just hit it. Didn't even think, just hit it. And thankfully it flew into the bottom corner.
This week our live commentary game from the League of Ireland comes from Tala Stadium. It's Shamrock Rovers against Derry City. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Richie Towle in the gantry. You can listen to that game from 7 o'clock on Off the Ball on News Talk on Friday. It's also on the Go Loud app.
On this week's episode of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors, centres on how Mikey Johnson could have swapped the English Midlands for the beaches of Rio de Janeiro. Yes, Republic of Ireland winger Mikey Johnson was on the verge of a move to one of the biggest clubs in Brazil, in Flamengo. But why did it fall by the wayside? find out in this week's episode of Sliding Doors, coming to you free each and every Monday. Subscribe in your OTB Football podcast feed to not miss an episode of Rishi McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Brentford boss Keith Andrews says supporters are right to dream of a European adventure next season, but he's warned his players to keep their focus. The Bees can go above Chelsea into sixth place in the Premier League tonight if they win away to Bournemouth. Queevin Kelleher will be back in goal for Brentford. He missed the 4-3 thriller against Burnley at the weekend. Andrews says he's happy to see fans optimistic about the future.
They should be excited about where we've got to. I think the players is very different. I think that is very much game to game. It has to be. I think if you start looking weeks ahead and what it might look like come the third week of May, that's pretty dangerous, really.
Burnley boss Scott Parker says his team's spirit is still strong despite their perilous position in the Premier League. They're 8 points from safety with 10 games to go, and they go away to Everton tonight. Parker says he can't say if they'll stay up, but he's been encouraged by the players' attitude.
What I do know is there's a foundation and a core foundation in this group that is going to put us in incredible stead. Them individually as professional athletes and us as a team, really.
Everton boss David Moyes says there's quite a lot of satisfaction in having 40 points with 10 league games to go. The Toffees haven't played European football since 2017 when they played in the Europa League. Moyes says they're now able to aim higher.
There's always something in the back of your mind saying, look, the recent history here has never been much better than trying to reach that points total. I've tried not to talk about it, tried to talk about it being better and hopefully us doing more than that, and hopefully we can do.
Leeds boss Daniel Farke hopes to be in the dugout for tonight's game at home to Sunderland. He was sent off at the end of Saturday's 1-0 loss to Manchester City at Elland Road. He feels the red card should be overturned after he jogged onto the pitch to remonstrate with the referee. Farke doesn't think he did anything wrong, but he says it's not something that'll happen in the future.
I'm not light like a butterfly. I don't look unbelievably cute and sweet when I jog. Yeah, I have to admit this. So for that, the lesson that I learned, I will never ever jog on the pitch again.
All those games I mentioned kick off at 7:30. Then at 8:15, Liverpool and Wolves meet in the first of two games in 3 days this week. The Premier League champions will be back at Molineux on Friday for their fifth round FA Cup tie. Liverpool boss Arnold Slot says both games carry equal importance.
We have to fight really hard in the league to get, in the end, what we want now, and that's to qualify for Champions League. And there's an FA Cup to play for, so the focus will definitely be there. The only difference, indeed, is between playing each other at such short notice is that it's twice on their ground.
Kevin Kilbane joined Owen Sheehan on last night's football show to look back on the weekend's Premier League action, including Arsenal's 2-1 win over Chelsea, which was dominated by holding at set pieces, something the former Ireland international wasn't overly enthused about.
Regardless of the Declan Rice handball, which was a handball, it was handball, no matter what you say or any way you look at it, it's a foul because he's got his arm around the guy's shoulders. He's dragging the guy down who can't jump. VAR should be checking that, first of all, regardless of the handball. And this is what Arsenal are very good at and they're getting away with. I don't know how they're getting away with it so much, but it's becoming a bit of an annoyance when you're watching them because it just becomes, look, something that you watch, it just becomes something that just winds you up. You're getting more and more wound up every week that you're watching Arsenal when you're seeing it done. And I'm not saying just Arsenal are guilty of it, but I just feel as though that we're seeing so many VAR calls in 5 minutes to make a decision. I watched Palace against United this weekend and it probably was the right decision in the end, but they took so long to get to the red card decision. And that one was way clearer, I feel, the Declan Rice one. And where is this little bit of consistency? And I just don't understand how they're coming to the decisions that they're coming to and referring to VAR when that thing, that incident just seems so clear to me, Owen.
What should Arsenal do differently then? I suspect not much. Like
nothing.
The you got to hate the game here, really, rather than the 11 players that are out there being overly physical with their opponents. Like surely everybody else in the Premier League has cottoned onto this many weeks ago,
yeah,
and is behaving in a similar manner. Like Chelsea did turn it back on Arsenal at times yesterday, but you have to be playing in this way. You would be silly not to be overly physical and not grappling. your opponents when you're defending a corner at this point, because those penalties just aren't being given.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying, yeah, this is not solely Arsenal that's the culprits here. There's a lot of other teams that are doing this. But I'm just going back to just maybe World Cups in the past when FIFA and Premier League referees, I remember even going back, I think I was at Wigan, and we used to have Chris Foy used to come in and do and address the team at the start of the season. And Chris Foy used to come in a lot across the course of the season and do extra training and his work that he needed to do through the week with us. And he would explain to us about shirt holding. They're going to clamp down on it this season. Just be careful. This is going back 20 years, but this is going to continue to happen. And as I said, it's not solely Arsenal that's doing this. This has got to be FIFA. This has got to be UEFA. There's new rules. You know, obviously the VAR is going to be, the second yellow is going to be reviewed. Corners are going to be reviewed. This has got to be one that's got to be front and centre for any law change. So, yeah. If you're seen to pull a jersey and you're stopping a run of an opponent, it's kind of cheating.
What do people want to see more of in football? They want to see more goals. So
yes.
Do we not have a situation here where set pieces kind of they're not the problem?
I credit Mikel Arteta for how good they are on them. I don't have an issue with how good Arsenal are on set pieces. And if Arsenal win the league the way that they win the league, I don't think any Arsenal fan will care for one moment.
And if you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Brighton striker Danny Welbeck will stay at the club until the summer of 2027. He's triggered a one-year option in his contract. The 35-year-old is Brighton's top scorer this season with 11 goals in 30 games. Manager Fabian Hertzler says Welbeck's an influential player at the club.
With these types of characters, everything's possible. They are top professional. They are leaders on and off the pitch. They are great role models for all the young players. So let's see what is possible with them. But overall, we're very happy that he's in our team, not only as a great football player, especially as a great person.
Middlesbrough have a 4-point cushion in the Championship's automatic promotion places after a 3-1 win over Birmingham last night. Matt Target scored twice in a game for the first time in his career to help Borough consolidate second place, and he says he's not used to being the match winner.
Wasn't expecting that going into the game, but as a wing back, you get more opportunity to get forward and right place, right time.
And Real Madrid forward Kylian Mbappe is in Paris for additional tests and treatment on his left knee injury, but he doesn't expect to undergo surgery this time. In his absence, Real Madrid were beaten by Getafe 1-0 last night in La Liga, leaving them 4 points behind leaders Barcelona. The 27-year-old has had some issues with knee pain since December. He's missed several matches, including their second leg win against Benfica in the Champions League last week. The France international's last appearance came in the 2-1 loss to Osasuna on the 21st of February, which was in between both legs of those Champions League games. Mbappe's camp told The Athletic surgery isn't being considered at this stage, but the World Cup is just 100 days away. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.